As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you up until 8 o'clock. Glad you could be with us on a South Florida high school sports Monday evening here in South Florida. As we said, you know, we kind of run the gamut on every sport. You know, obviously we're football intensive during the football season. And, you know, when you have off season the way we do here in South Florida, I mean, it's crazy. But we also recognize the greatness that are other sports, and certainly – this year, coming back with 2 state titles in girls softball, you have to single them out, obviously. This is a group of young ladies that work extremely hard year-round. I mean, in fact, as soon as they get done with their state championship, they're back in there playing club. So they're devoted more so in some cases than some of the guys who play baseball or even in football. At Somerset Silver Palms, they had never won a state title. Not the case anymore. They are the 3A state champions this year, beating Eustis in the final game by a score of 10-2. Gator Rebin is the head coach, and he's been through this before. The young ladies haven't. He's been at the high school level doing it. He's been at the college level, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. Congratulations. I know for you, it's something that has been ongoing for years, but for these young ladies, there's a lot of hard work, and I'll tell you what, it culminated with a W and a state champion.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see the excitement with these players and the administration over at Somerset. You know, it was a great run.
And like I said, you've done this before. I mean, this for you, I mean, it obviously, this is something that you've been through. But to see the faces on these young ladies, and you know what it takes, Coach, to get to that level. I mean, first of all, knocking off Montemuro and Coral Springs Charter, which obviously is a hurdle for you guys. And then you get the state, you know, after playing them and Cardinal Gibbons, who are 2 really good South Florida teams. Talk about that, because, you know, just like the boys, you know, we had all the boys state championship baseball teams on last week and the week before. And the one thing that they said is the schedule that we play throughout the course of the year definitely gets us ready for that.
Well, that, you know, that's a big part of it. You know, this year, you know, we had the number one strength schedule in the state of Florida in all divisions. And, you know, for us to be able to make the run we do, we have to play the best and, you know, let these kids face the best. And, you know, going against Cardinal Gibbons, Lydia, who's a pitcher who's, right, you know, going to committed to Stanford, you know, she's one of the top pitchers in the state. And then, you know, after that, we go play Mark over Coral Springs Charter, and his pitchers are committed to Boston College. And, you know, so, you know, we see that before we get to states. And then when we get there, you know, it's a little bit easier when you get there, you know, getting through those 2 teams, you know, it's like a gauntlet. You get through them and then you get the states and it's a little bit easier. You know, we got up there and the girls just, you know, they tore it up. You know, we run rule. We left Eustis on the field, beat them 12-2. And, you know, the girls just, They had a lot of energy, and they were prepared for it. You know, it's all about the schedule. You want to compete at the highest level, you got to play at the highest level week in, week out.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, anytime you get to that level, it's seniors who take the lead. But you had a lot of underclassmen come back. You know, I mean, this is a team that next year is going to be really one of the favorites to do it again, you know, with some of the young ladies that you have coming back. Talk about that. Before we talk about the seniors for their leadership, let's talk about some of the underclassmen who may never have been at that level before, but they came through.
Well, you know, when I got there a few years ago, you know, we had Ava Stevens, who's our pitcher. She was a sixth grader when she started at Somerset. And then Taylor, my daughter, who was a seventh grader at that time. They've been coming through the program, and they've been leading us for years. And then we had an eighth grader this year, you know, who last year, seventh grade, she had a home run last year in the States, and this year she had a home run again. You know, so we had a lot of young ones, and then the older ones, you know, that came through for us, you know. And the thing is, it was all around, you know, all around with the players from eighth grade all the way up to seniors. You know, we lose one, you know, we lose two seniors, you know, and we have a lot of young kids coming back. So, you know, providing they come back with the same energy and work ethic, you know, we should have a good chance to get back there.
Yeah. And then when you talk about the youngsters, like you're saying, like an eighth grader like Kaylee Serta, who was one of your top run producers, and like Lonnie Gonzalez, who's only a sophomore. And then obviously Taylor, who drives and runs as well. I mean, that's huge because, I mean, you're looking at three young ladies who are coming back next year, and two of them will be back for the next couple of years. So knowing what you have, how does that help as far as attract some of the girls now who may not be at that school, who are thinking about, you know, hey, I want to play softball, but you guys offer a unique 6-12 environment, which is great because you can kind of set the table that a lot of those schools that you play that you mentioned, like maybe Eustis doesn't have or Dunedin doesn't have or a lot of those programs. Talk about that advantage too, because you get to build your own quote unquote farm system right there at your school.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, you know, because we're so far down south. So for us to be able to bring kids, you know, we don't have the same pull as most schools do because, you know, we're down in 248th Street. So, you know, eliminates a lot of players in the northern part of, you know, Dade County and, you know, even the Kendall area. So, you know, it's a pretty long drive. But we get all the kids that are, you know, in our area. And a lot of the young kids, and, you know, the key is getting the young kids in there so they can start, you know, working behind the older kids. But, you know, having the administration we have, you know, the key that got me over to Somerset is the administration. I mean, you know, they support sports. One, it's academically, it's a great school. But having, you know, a principal like O'Sullivan and, you know, Rodney as an AD that supports sports, I mean, they, you know, not many places will support the athletic program like they do. You know, so it makes our job easier.
Yeah, no doubt. Gator Rebin joins us. He's the head coach of the state champions, Somerset Silver Palms. Do you call them Lady Stallions or you just call them Stallions?
We just call them Stallions.
Yeah, there you go. But you've been, like I said, you've been at this level before and you've been at college. Talk about that, because I think your experience obviously kind of rubs off because your knowledge of the game, you coach it. On a year-round basis, I mean, you've coached some. You were at Palmetto. What years were you at Palmetto for?
Yeah, I was at Palmetto 2000. You know, I got there in 2000. The first year I was there, we won states, and then we won it in 2003. Then I did a one-year stunt in baseball there. You know, at Palmetto, then went back to softball, and then I did 5 years at FIU, and we had a great run over there. You know, and, you know, the college level is, you know, obviously a little different, you know, because the recruiting and the level is a little, it's, you know, a little stronger, you know, play, and did really well over there. You know, I think, you know, we still hold the records over there and wins and, you know, a lot of records over at FIU. But, you know, the high school, it's very competitive. You know, when you start heading up north, you know, it's very competitive.
Right. Did you coach Kelly Sacco at Palmetto at all? Was
Absolutely.
She there or no?
Yep. Oh, man. I coached Kelly Sacco since she was 12 years old.
Wow. She could play a little
phenomenal
bit.
Phenomenal player.
She could play a little bit. I went to Syracuse. I know that and great. And she's doing great, as you know. She's doing great now. And she's as knowledgeable as anybody about baseball and softball, obviously. And, Yeah, you've had some pretty good. And you remember back in the days when Missy Pena was there, and she, or you know, down here.
Missy Pena was our competition. She was our competition back then.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We had to get through her to get to states.
Yeah,
and Kelly, you know, so, Kelly Sacco. She used softball and took it to Syracuse, and she made a great, you know, great career out of it. Now she's on TV all the time. She's doing great.
Yeah, she's doing great as well, and certainly
did football some too. I was a football coach at Pop Warner, won some national championships.
Well, I used to do a show with her on that, you know, a couple of years ago, and yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing. But I remember her as a great softball player, as you said. She could play a little bit, and I remember at Syracuse she did extremely well as well. So now you guys are in the summer. This is a kind of like your summer leagues. You go all over the state. Now are you coaching that team as well?
Yeah, I've been running the Miami Stingrays since 1997, years now, showing my age. And, you know, right after states, we got back from states, and 2 hours later had to go up to Vieira playing a tournament. And we ended up 8-0. We ended up winning the tournament up there. So the girls didn't really have a break.
No.
No, so then we got back home. So, you know, now we have, a 2-week break before we start playing again.
Yeah. You gave Rodney Smith a choice whether to play his spring football game or go out and watch you guys, and he did both. And awesome job. I can't thank you enough, Gator, for joining us. Congratulations for everything that you've done, especially now getting a chance to coach your daughter at this level, and certainly a lot of the other young ladies. And I'm sure you're going to be back in this spot next year. And certainly, again, thanks so much for taking the time. And
thanks for having me.
And not only that, thanks for everything that you've done for girls softball and also for baseball here in South Florida.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Good stuff. Thank you. Gator Rebin, the head coach at Somerset Silver Palms. Tremendous job. Winning the first ever state title at the school. And I mean, listen, that's big. You know, I mean, that's a big deal.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.